Hello and welcome to All Songs Are Love Songs, a debate show in which I, Rowan Windle, argue that all songs ever written are love songs.
In this, our second episode, Lee Mason and I debate Caught Out There by Kellis.
She's been cheated on. She's been lied to.
And Jake Budge does his best to convince Judge Erica that the Pixies' song, Where Is My Mind, couldn't possibly be a love song.
Don't know why. I don't know too much about fish behaviour.
Well, for our first challenger on this episode, we have cruise director and professional purveyor of fun, Lee Mason. Also here is our judge, Erica.
Gentlemen, welcome to my courtroom.
I'm excited. Lee is going to challenge me today. Lee, what song do you think is not a love song?
The song I Hate You So Much Right Now, or as it's alternately known, Caught Out There by Khalees.
Okay, and why do you not think this one's a love song?
Well, Rowan, I Hate You So Much Right There can't be a love song because it's a rage-filled anthem. In preparing for today's debate, I was looking up love because I think in order to argue against something, first of all, you need to understand it. So I was looking for love because what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. And in looking up and researching what love is, I then delved a little deeper to find out what love was not. And rage was listed as an opposite emotion to love. Now, what does that have to do with the song in question? I hear you ask. Get to the point, you waffler. So I will. I Hate You So Much Right Now is a song, a rage anthem about a former love, a love that has passed. In fact, I believe it was about 12 months ago that it passed. To quote Khalees, she said last year, Valentine's Day, you'd follow me and say, baby, I love you. Love you. And I swear. That was 12 months ago, but he was caught out and she no longer loves him. She's been cheated on. She's been lied to. And in fact, there's a very raw emotion expressed in this song, an emotion so strong, there was no word to describe it. So Khalees just screams. Just remember that. Remember this emotion. She screams a pain from deep within her soul. That pain is the pain of a love that had died. I will rest my case.
All songs are love songs.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Lee, for that ramble. Your argument has been recorded by the court. Now, Rowan, please, for the record, why is this a love song?
Well, this is such a beautiful love song. This is one of the most passionate love songs I've heard in a long time. I would argue that whether it's past or future is not necessary in this. It's, you can say it's about love past, it's still a love song. If it's about love in the future, someone you're yearning for, it's still a love song, it's still a song about love. This is definitely a song about previous love. However, I'm not going to make the argument that this is a love song from last year. I'm going to say that this is a song about love as it stands, because it's I Hate You So Much Right Now. And those two words at the end of there are where I'm going to hinge this particular argument. I hate you so much right now, because in every other moment, what she's feeling is not hate, it's hurt. And you only get hurt by people you care about. She cares so much about this person that in this moment, she's feeling this frustration because there's so much love there. This is there's so much love in this. She's talking about all the things, you know, when you don't come home, can't deal, can't bear. Yeah, like you said, you would spoil me and say, I love you, I love you. It's a song about someone who trusted, had their heart broken by a cheater, yes. But as we all know, things like shouting, I hate you so much right now, is a response to an immediate emotional reaction. And what she's really saying is, my feelings are so hurt right now. Which makes this a love song. I rest my case.
Wow. Powerful stuff, gentlemen. Powerful stuff. In the absence of taking a recess to consider both arguments, I'm going to have to rule for Rowan in this one. Rowan, I believe this is indeed a love song.
Yay!
Well done. Well done, both.
Touché to you, sir.
Yes, well played. Well played, Lee.
Very well played.
Very well argued. I like that you picked this one. You've gone straight for the opposite. You've gone, oh, what's not a love song? Something about hate.
Yeah. It's on my two-dimensional wavelength.
I hate you so much right now. Our second challenger today, Jake, is back.
Hi, Rowan and Judge Erica.
Yes, and we have our Judge Erica.
Hello, gentlemen.
And arguing that every song, all love songs are love songs, once again, it's me, Rowan.
Yes, indeed. Well, gentlemen, court is in session. I will please hear arguments from Jake Budge. And Jake Budge, what song are we discussing today?
I am discussing today the Pixies song, Where Is My Mind?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, what an excellent song. Please, Jake, tell us why that is not a love song.
Thank you, Judge Erica. I will commence my argument saying this song is not a love song. This song is most famously known from the movie The Fight Club, but it's just a great song about mental health and not knowing who you are. I don't think it's a love song. For one, the lyrics do not once mention the word love or any word associated with love. And this song is about... Sorry, I'm just reading my notes because I'm a very compared...
No laughing in my courtroom.
This song... The idea of came from snorkeling in the Caribbean and having this very... Wait, I'm reading a quote. So this is a quote from Frank Black in Select, October 1997. That came from me snorkeling in the Caribbean and having this very small fish trying to chase me. I don't know why. I don't know too much about fish behavior. So about that quote, I'd like to say that there's nothing to do with love within that quote. And he came about the song about the confusing pattern of fish. So it was not out of love. And furthermore, people have said the song is about not knowing where your life is headed, not wanting to mix your life up, and about feeling like your life is collapsing and everything you know is just getting destroyed. And it's about finding our inner self. Now, the defense will argue that these things are associated with love. I disagree because that is... Not everything is to do with love in the world. Like, if I'm feeling sad, it's not necessary to do with love. It could have just been because I hurt my toe or because I lost a episode of this podcast. Like, it's not necessarily to do with love. Like, this song about mental health is not always associated with love, and the lyrics are about your mind, which isn't associated with love. All the time, in this case, your mind isn't. And I like to rest my case.
All songs are love songs.
All songs are love songs.
All songs are love songs.
All songs are love songs. All songs are love songs.
Well, then, that's given me a lot to think about. Rowan, please present the defense.
The defense that Pixie's Where Is My Mind is, in fact, a love song. No mention of love. You're right, but that's okay, because a lot of songs that are love songs or songs about love use analogies or metaphors, and they don't necessarily say directly what it is that they mean. You're absolutely right. This song is about a state of mind which is very commonly associated with being in love, where you're feeling a bit lost. You're not really sure how to feel, a bit uncertain. There's a very common themes in love songs. This one's a very beautiful love song. It's about the uncertainty of something new or temporary, you know, some romance that you're not yet sure what it is. The analogy being, or as a metaphor, way out in the water. See it swimming, thoughts are about to take, you know, it's about taking risks, stepping into unknown relationships or rendezvous. Lyrically, I think that there's a lot to do with sex in this song, which definitely makes it a love song. Feet on the air, head on the ground. This is pretty graphic, if you ask me. Try this trick and spin it. It's getting even more graphic, in my opinion, here. Where's my mind? Well, maybe your mind is, in a state of ecstasy. That's why you're not sure where it is. The lyrics towards the end of the song, let me just read these lyrics straight from the sheet here. Ooh, 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 ooh. That's the lyrics. I might have been putting my own little spin on them, but those are the lyrics at the end of the song. It's well and truly a love song. It's not one of the songs that sings, oh, I'm so in love, but it's one of the ones that's like, oh, you know, I'm a little crazy and I'm having sex right now, and that's why it's a love song. I rest my case.
Oh my goodness, gentlemen, this is a very tough one. And I would really, really love to give this win to someone other than Rowan, but I have to give it to Rowan. I'm sorry.
Yes!
This is clearly a love song.
That's because all songs are love songs.
I would really love to give it to you. I would love to give you the win.
Okay, this next song is a very, very beautiful love song. But of course, all songs are love songs. Well, thank you to Erica, our judge, who's really looking forward to ruling against me, and both of our challenges this episode. If you'd like to hear more from Jake Budge, you can check out his podcast, The Jake's On You. And if you'd like to hear more from Lee, you can follow him on Facebook at Lee Your Cruise Director, that's L-E-E, or on his new podcast, Tea with Lee. Stick around now if you'd like to hear a quick chat between Erica and me about the first two episodes of this podcast. So, Erica, we've done the first two episodes now. How are you feeling?
Oh my goodness. I thought this would be a really fun project, and I was wrong. It's the most fun project. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really impressed with how our guests have really brought their research, not just here's a song,
put a lot of work into it, haven't they?
Yeah, lots of work, lots of research.
How are you going staying impartial?
I think it helps to not be in the same room as either of you and the people, the defense, and just to listen to the arguments. That's my goal, is just to listen. And I think it also helps me to be impartial, to not know the songs beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I don't get my own opinions in there, and I just hear the song, hear the arguments, and decide right there. But it's because then one of you sways me either way. Honestly, I think I kind of want you to lose sometimes.
So I know you want me to lose.
I think I'm partial to the other person, so I have to reserve my judgment and try to be as impartial as well. It's hard. I'm gonna.
Yes, because you're biased against me. So I have to work just slightly harder to make the more compelling argument. In as far as the format and reflecting on the first couple that we've already done, they're already done now. But we were talking before about maybe we should have a couple of extra rounds, or so there's a chance for a rebuttal.
Well, whoever goes second has the advantage of hearing the first argument.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of who it is that goes first, I think perhaps adding in a rebuttal round would be valuable.
Maybe a quick fire, like 30 seconds of rebuttal each.
Oh, yeah. Put some time on the clock and do 30 seconds.
Yeah,
30 seconds to...
And you can cut them off. Bzz,
yeah.
Time's up.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
I love it. I like, not going to lie, I'm really loving having a courtroom. I'm very much enjoying my role as judge.
Well, it's a new show. It's going to grow. It's going to develop. And I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a just launched Instagram. So definitely hit us up on Instagram at All Songs Are Love Songs. And give us feedback, let us know what you think, and we'll be posting content on there as we have more episodes coming out.
All songs, love songs, the love songs.